On va commencer à respirer par le nez. Là. On n'a pas perdu 8 défilés, on a perdu 5 défilés. Les autres qu'on a perdus, on a eu un point, on a taillé.
Mais vous, vous en perdez 8 dans l'année, ça, c'était pas clair.
Oui, c'est ça.
Et puis, je crois que on ne peut peut-être pas perdre nos deux, un des deux meilleurs joueurs de notre carrière, du club, pour longtemps de même. Tu sais, les avoir perdus une semaine ou deux, peut-être, mais là, pour un mois et plus, je pense que ça va être dur.
For me, for a long, long time, Montreal was the only place that I knew.
Right.
And then going from here to California, it was very different, and you see the different perspective. And but coming back, seeing the fans, seeing the people in the street, and seeing that passion and the way they talk, the way they feel about this team, and I find it amazing. I've always said that this is not the easiest place to play, but I wish that every NHL player would experience playing in Montreal for one day or one week, and they would feel the excitement, they would feel the difference what it's here. I mean, I don't think you can create the intensity anywhere else.
Yeah, it's perfect. Just, you know, he's got that demeanor. He's got a ton of respect in the room, but that demeanor, he's able to handle it, he's able to absorb it, and... you know, that's what you want from a guy in that position, and hopefully shield some of the other guys from it.
I've never wanted to leave Montreal. I wasn't expecting it. The only reason why, you know, I probably was as content as I was and not outspoken or upset was that I went to home to Chicago.
Right.
I really envisioned myself playing here for my whole career, like a lot of guys had. Bork had that opportunity, and it was a situation where we, you know, we high expectations, being the captain. I had too many highs and lows for me to be a captain, I think.
Tu sais, j'ai regardé les Canadiens contre Boston, le match de 8-1. Je pense pas d'avoir vu autant de 2-1 là, depuis très longtemps. Par contre, on s'est resserré un peu à Boston. On a perdu, mais on a très bien joué pour les trois quarts du match. Mais à un moment donné, le talent revient. Là. On n'a pas de Pastrnak à Montréal. Là, puis, c'est le meilleur marqueur. On a vu le show qu'il a donné en troisième période. La solution, c'est de resserrer comme équipe. Lorsqu'on a un 2-1, là, ce que j'ai vu l'autre soir, on va donner des 2-1 dans notre temps. Là, ça ne marchait pas. Je me rappelle d'avoir appelé mes défenseurs en 86. Mon gérant, je l'ai appelé. J'ai dit, le prochain qui traverse la ligne bleue adversaire, là, je ne l'habille pas sur le match suivant. Mais le message a passé, puis on a gagné la Coupe Stanley. Faut penser en équipe.
It is much more difficult to move your roster once you've settled it early in the season,
right,
and the numbers are locked in. It's comparing apples and oranges. And this year it's your team, another year it's your adversary.
Right.
And I suppose, it's, you know, like the NFL, they've lived like this for a long time. Your quarterback goes down, you know, game over. So I think, you know, there will be resolve and there will be return of injured players, and maybe some of the players who are getting a chance to play right now will break through and you'll find a player you otherwise wouldn't have. So, you know, trying to look on a positive side, even in a bad situation, good things can come out of it.